Philip Semper Pilak, these urgent care. Today's date is 03/05/2022. Dictation is for Mr. Jason York. York spells Y-O-R-K. Jason spells J-A-S-O-N. Date of birth is 04/29/1973. This is a 48-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Patient has a history of morbid obesity, low T, hypertension, peripheral edema, gout, erectile dysfunction, and hypercholesterolemia. Here for follow-up for these conditions, the medication refill period. Hey, insurance? I'm going to next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period, next paragraph, review of systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative, period, next paragraph, physical exam is alert, oriented, obese gentleman, vital signs are as follows, O2 sat is 156, O2 sat is 95%, blood pressure is 156 over 100, pulse 108, respiration 18, temperature 96.0, next paragraph, HENT, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no major signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral, he has peripheral edema. With brownish discoloration of his lower extremities, distributed in a sock-like pattern, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macula papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neural alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is morbid obesity, number 2 low T, number 3 hypertension, number 4 peripheral edema, number 5 gout, number 6 erectile dysfunction, number 7 hypercholesterolemia. Next paragraph, patient's blood pressure is not well controlled today. His last visit, his blood pressure was 150/96. He's currently on metoprolol only. I will go ahead and add lisinopril 5 milligrams. Lisinopril 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, now 90. Next medication, testosterone 200/5 mL. He would inject 1 mil IM weekly for 90 days, number 13 mils. Next medication. Glipizide. Please go back to assessment and include diabetes myelitis as part of his assessment. Diabetes. Next medication, glipizide, 10 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, allopurinol, 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, metoprolol succinate, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, spironolactone, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, furosemide, 40 milligrams, 2 PO in the morning and 1 PO at nighttime. Number for 90 days, number 270. Next medication, warfarin, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, sildenafil, 100 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication is simvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Labs were not drawn today because PS patient came too late for labs. He will return for a nurse visit so his labs can be taken. He was given opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.